Phil Hendry Show. And now, Ghost to Ghost, overnight, AM, PM. If you're calling from west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. Excuse me for just a minute. My voice is so sexy, I have to masturbate. Hold on, I'll be right back. No, I just love the way I sound.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Getting back to what I was saying, if you're calling from the east of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8... Well, hold on for a minute, I got to take a call.
Hi.
How are you?
Jesus, you are good. I mean, I don't know about the other guy, but I could listen to you all night.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. Are you
good looking?
I'm no.
I didn't think so. You're probably pockmarked and 4'8", right?
That's exactly right.
Thank you.
If you're calling from south of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. If you're calling from Canada, dial 1-800-449-8686. I got to do it again. I'm so in love with my voice, I have to jerk off. Excuse me.
Good evening, and thank you, and welcome to the Kingdom of Nine. And we have finally found something that we always knew we would find, but we are absolutely 100% ecstatic that actual aerial photographs of Area 51 have been taken and have been released, and they are on our website, www.thingsscaremeundermybed.com. Just go there now, and you'll see them. They're also, of course, on that special aerial images website that we were talking about last hour. Now, General Johnson Jameson is at Area 51. If you haven't heard the news, and I have been answering emails, and I have been online in chat rooms, I've been on a ham radio set, I wandered out into the desert and retrieved two carrier pigeons, some friends of mine who live up in some old silver mines. Everybody's talking about it. The fact that the photographs have been released from Area 51. General Johnson Jameson, General Jameson is on the line with us now from Area 51. General Jameson, how is it? General Jameson, are you there? Now, you can hear that, of course, that will... Don't be afraid. Don't be frightened. The connection is a little staticky right now, but General Jameson, you are there.
Yes, I am right, and pardon me. But occasionally you'll have some interference from what could be extraterrestrial.
Alright. You can tell we are having some extraterrestrial interference. Are you there, General Jameson?
Yes, and you heard it there. I'm at Area 51. I believe there are aliens interfering with our communication device. I am on a cordless phone. I'm on a cellular phone. Standing here at Area 51, it is quiet, Art. There doesn't seem to be much around right now. Quiet in much the same way London must have been quiet before the V-2 rockets hit. And in many ways, Art, I believe that there is... Oh, you're playing that music again, aren't you? God damn it. Just as I was doing my Edward R. Murrow, you got to play the music.
This is the CDC.
We got it already, okay?
All right, go ahead, General.
Anyway, Art, I believe that something is probably going to happen. Now, I am on a cell phone, and we are getting communication interruptions.
I heard that. You are fairly certain those are extraterrestrials.
I am, Art, yes.
They couldn't, for instance, be kids with a ham radio interfering with your cellular phone communication.
No, I don't think that's possible. I have my ultra-secret lead-line cellular telephone. Nobody can...
Right, you just heard it right there. You heard it right there. Some kind of extraterrestrial interference. Is that General Jameson?
Yeah, right there. You heard it, Art. Somewhere out there, the aliens don't want me to communicate with you, and that's why we're hearing that interference.
So, we have had a couple of calls from people saying that their kids are loose in the area with ham radio sets and cellular phone interference equipment. You don't think it's them, do you?
No, no. Like I said, my cellular phone is lead-lined. The only thing that could interfere with it would be... Yeah!
All right. You can hear, somehow, extraterrestrial interference with General Johnson Jameson. General Jameson, as we get that interference, I think it's educational for people to hear that.
Oh, absolutely. It helps us know just what we're up against. But these aerial photographs of Area 51, I knew it. I knew they were messing with us.
As I did, too, on my program. I said that it's very possible that Area 51 is a base where they're experimenting with UFO technology.
But as you may also remember, it was me who said it first on your show before you ever said it.
But you will recall that before you came on my show, I was talking about it.
No, I think that...
Oh, we've lost communication, and that is General Johnson Jameson.
Wait a second. Did you do that on purpose?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. I was just talking about how the fact that it was me who went... Oh, so the music's coming up. Now I know you're doing it on purpose.
I can tell you, General Jameson, I am as shocked by these events as you are.
I was going to say that it was me who came up with the idea for the area... Oh, come on, Leon, turn it down! Turn it down!
This is the CDC.
Yeah, right, the CDC. I told you that a long time ago...
Why are you yelling?
I said that a long time ago, I believe that Area 51 photographs were obviously of some kind of a nature such as that. So,
all right, what we're going to do, General Jameson, you are standing at a chain link fence near Area 51. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
All right, I want you to hop that fence, and as you and I have already planned, General Jameson, you and I are going to, together with our radio audience, coast to coast and all over North America and South America and across the lettuce belt, we're going to listen as you hop the fence and go into Area 51.
That is correct, Art. And I'm going to do the... I guess you're taking a break, is that it?
We'll be right back. This is the CDC. We'll be back with General Johnson Jameson in just a moment. Friends, now that you know that nothing's going to happen, there's no Y2K, there won't be any urban rioting, it looks like the stock market isn't going to crash, you've got a whole lot of gold, you have a whole lot of supplies that you need to take care of, lots of things that you spend a lot of money on, maybe land in Montana, maybe you have a large bunker complex, maybe there's all kinds of things that you purchased so that you could be prepared for Y2K. Well, let me recommend you do what a lot of people are doing with all of those things they purchased for Y2K that they no longer use. Why don't you take them all and shove them up your ass? Yes, that's right, folks. All of the things that you purchased for Y2K, all of the gold, all of the sleeping bags, all of the solar-powered energy lamps, all of the hand-crank radios, all of the money that you put into a suitcase and buried, all of the land, Peenemann Enterprises suggests that you take all of that and jam it straight up your ass. Yes, the new Peenemann Ass Spreader will help you shove that stuff right up your ass. That's all you have to do. It's the Peenemann Anal Lube can help. Yes, new from Peenemann Enterprises. Jam it where the sun doesn't shine.
Is he done with this, Clinton?
All right, we're back, and General Johnson Jameson is with us. General Jameson?
All right, I'm going to climb over the...
General Jameson is now attempting to enter Area 51. Go ahead, General.
I'm climbing over the thing right now. I'm in Area 50. All right, Art, I do see some figures up here.
Don't take any chances, General.
No, I do see. There's two people. They could be military police. Hello. I'm General Johnson Jameson, and I command in the name of the American people.
General Jameson, what has happened?
They got me, Art. I'm hit, but I'm going to continue on my way. I will not allow them.
Wee! General Jameson, you've been hit twice. I suggest you turn around and go back over the fence.
No, I've waited too long for this. I'm going to...
Oh, my God, that sounded like automatic weapons fire. General Jameson.
I'm going to make it. I've got to make it. I see a light. I see a light. It's just up ahead. I know it's the Area 51. Complex.
It sounds like you're under intense fire. You have to back up.
No, I won't. You're not going to back me up.
Automatic weapons fire is now being leveled on General Jameson. He is within the... Oh, my God, you can hear that fire now. He is in pain. Oh, my Lord, he's in pain, but he's continuing on, General Jameson.
I didn't do it. I waited my whole life. I'm coming up on the edge of the cliff now. Oh, that really hurts. But I'm going to do it.
General Jameson, do you see anything?
Yes, I do. It's a light. It's just up ahead. There it is.
And it says, Chevron. Get up. God damn it, it's a gas station.
That is probably some of the most dramatic radio that I have ever been a party to. General Johnson Jameson, it sounds, was under very heavy automatic weapons fire, entered Area 51, yes, without clearance, crawled to the edge of a ridge, saw where the lights were emanating from, and saw a Chevron gas station.
Self-serve, I...
At the self-serve island, I got that.
I gotta use the head. The head.
This is the CDC. Very compelling and very dramatic. You're listening to the Phil Henry Show, really. This isn't what you thought it was.